Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, good day, good evening to you, depending on the time you're listening to this call, whether you be on the line right now, live, or let's catching the recording. We just want to welcome you to Saturday AM Live, as you heard by the little prompt there, and we're going to get started here in just a couple seconds. And before we do, I want to remind everybody that today's call is an open line format, and that means the success of today depends on those who decide to take advantage of that open line format and share what has taken place with them in the last few weeks with the new M-Strides, the Nikken Kinko M-Strides. Usually on this call, I get to interview somebody, whether they be a Nikken Wellness Consultant, most of the time they are, or an outside person I think will have something good to share with us. And today, we get to hear from the callers, the regular listeners. And as I said, those who have experienced, whether it's dynamic or just an interesting, a minor or just something kind of out in the ordinary, result with these new insoles. And before we get into that, let me just kind of preface by saying that coming up here now, in just a week, actually, yeah, just exactly a week away, I will hit my 21-year anniversary of being a Nikken Wellness Consultant. 21 years on December 2nd is when I registered to get the products at the consultant cost and also with the intention of sharing them with other people. And during that 21 years, I've always used the original Japanese mag steps in my shoes every single day. I could not imagine being without them. I liked the feel that it created. I liked what the energy that it provided. And that being said, going back to the company's, you know, founding back in 1975, I look back over 40 years and I could not imagine Nikken, the product development team, I could not imagine them developing something that was better than that original product, that original solution that the company started with, even prior to 1975 when they, you know, were officially formulated and became a company. This product was introduced and it was a huge, huge success. Took the company to $1 billion in a short amount of time. And, but when these things arrived in the mail, and I'll tell you my story real quick here, the brief version. We were one of 30 wellness consultants in North America that was asked to give some feedback to a prototype version of the product. Very similar, almost exactly the same, just with a slight modification on them, the ones we have now. And I was not prepared for the results that I would experience in my physical body. And what took place, the third or the fourth day, I'm trying to remember exactly when it was, but I had already decided with my neighbor to cut firewood all that day. And we cut, split, and stacked 6 cords in our woodshed and then had another 2 or 3 cords piled up on the ground that he was going to come back and get later. And working all day, and I think the high got up that day to 82 degrees, so it was not a cool day. And you don't have to question my sanity on why I did it that day. That's just the day that we had picked, and I wasn't sure how warm or cold it would be. But what transpired in my physical body, again, I was not prepared for. Usually, because of a back injury that I had suffered at my own poor misfortune or my own choosing or lack of common sense in jumping off of a 75-foot waterfall back in the summer of 1991, hitting the water wrong and permanently injuring my back. Every time since then, when I go outside to do anything, whether it's mow the lawn or cut firewood or you name it, I will always use several of the Nikken solutions for back treatment to get my back to function better. That day, I purposely decided not to. And that evening, we had our small group Bible study come over, and I was not fatigued. I was not tired. The next morning, waking up at 6 o'clock, my normal Saturday morning wake-up time, jumping on this call and having complete mental clarity, I was not prepared for something to use in my shoes to give me that kind of response. And that's a long version, shorter than I've normally told it before. And that's what kind of opened my eyes that, man, we really have something here. And as I like to say and ask the question, do you know anybody that has feet? And do you think those people know anybody else that have feet? We all have them. There's a small percentage of the population that are amputees that don't have feet, but the majority, we're talking almost 100% of folks out there have feet and could benefit from something as simple as the new Kinko Pinstripe. And what has taken place in the last few weeks since October 24th, since a month ago, when Nikan officially introduced these, has been short of miraculous. The stories that are coming out from people, the responses we're getting, the results from people that have been dealing with things for years, and some of these people are old, not old Nikanites, but they've been utilizing a lot of what Nikan has to deal with different things, whether they be chronic or just the everyday bumps and bruises and things that don't allow us to live life at 100%. And when they get these in their shoes, something happens. Something, again, just short of miraculous. So today we want to hear from, and we have no random order. I don't know who's going to jump on the line, but all you got to do to share your story, I've asked a few people via either email or on the phone to share, and we want to hear those stories. So all you got to do is hit *6 on your phone. Just press *6, and I hear somebody right now, so go ahead. And if
Samson,
go ahead.
It's me.
I was digital product launch, and we only had about 15 people that were there. So I took 7 pairs out, handed out one to each person, and I said, put it out of the foot that bothers you the most right now. This is the way I've always done with the Max steps for the last several years. Because I want them to feel the worst foot feel better. And of those 7 or 14 people, within the time it took to watch the video clip, 5 of them stood up and said that they had an immediate change in their feet. The rest did before the next video was over. But one of them was sitting there, and I didn't know who she was. She had come in as a guest. She had been sitting there squirming the whole time. And I saw her turn around and talk to the lady that brought her in, and I found out later she said, could this insole under one foot be affecting my back this much, this quickly? Because in the time it took her to put it down and for us to finish handing them out, her back had quit hurting.
Wow. And Chris, had she ever used, and by the way, this is, if you missed Chris's identification, this is Chris Thayer from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, correct, Chris?
Correct. And Karen's here, and she was helping me at the launch that day, so I always make sure she gets credit.
Okay, well, thank you, Karen. And Chris, before I let somebody else share, quick, had this individual, this lady, had she used anything else on her back from Nikan to try and deal with that?
She apparently had some years back. I understand that she had actually been a consultant at one time, but just had let it lapse and hadn't followed anything for a while. So I didn't get a lot of that history from her, but she hadn't been involved for at least several years now, because I know the first half water, and I had never seen her with her before, so it had to have been quite a while back.
Okay. Well, fantastic. And yes, just one insole to answer the question that she had asked. Yes, it is very possible. It is potential that just one. And I've done that, done different energy demos with just one over the last few weeks. And it is extremely fascinating to see how fast, one insole can impact 70,000 nerve endings in one foot. And that's because we have 140,000 nerve endings that run all the way down to the soles of our feet. But just one will do that. So, all right, let's keep go ahead, Chris.
Real quickly, I'd just like to also note that normally when I do that demonstration, the first comments that they tell me are that it feels warm, tingly, and either light or heavy. And I find it interesting that now most of the time people are telling you with the M-Stride that their foot feels cool. And it's just curious that it's a complete, that one sensation to go from normally being warm, now it's cool. Pleasantly cool, but that it's cool feeling instead of warm feeling.
And that's because nobody else shares our fingerprint, nobody else, no two people are going to have exactly the same response. Some of us go really cool once we get on them after feeling that warm and tingly sensation, and then others, there's no coolness at all. It just stays nice and warm. That's what I feel every day. And yet that day that I chucked wood all day, my socks were bone dry in work boots. 82 degrees was the high that day. And that's not normal. That's just not normal to have that reaction. And I couldn't be happier. So, well, thank you, Chris and Karen from Louisiana. Who's next?
Thank you. This is Winona from New Hampshire.
Good morning, Winona.
Hi. I don't have an M-Stride story yet because I just got my pack yesterday and I didn't have an opportunity to order the stuff before because Howard's been in the hospital two times in the last 3 weeks and urgent between. So life has been hectic here. However, I want to tell you about the necklace.
And this is the Marquesa necklace that was also just introduced.
Pack. I put it on as soon as I opened it up. I have had neck issues from several whiplash accidents. It started when I was 25. I was hit twice 6 weeks apart with my car stopped. And that started things. I have degeneration in the cervical, things between the bones. and then I had shingles in C7, and so I have had a lot of neck pain. I have worn the Nikon necklaces since they came out, and slept on the Nikon pillow, and that helped because I was getting, not neuropathy, but my hands would go cold, and I couldn't feel them because before the Nikon pillows came out.
Okay.
So that's just background. Well, I have had pain lately, and pain in my right shoulder from a fall, and the pain was getting so that I had the thought a couple of days ago. I hope I don't have to. Nope, I don't want to have shoulder repair, a surgery, but it was getting bad. So I put the necklace on. Took the other one off that I've been wearing, which was the newest one that they came out with, like the, the immediate sensation I had was like my body just went, and I don't have pain in my shoulder this morning. I don't have pain in my neck this morning. It is incredible.
And Winona, I've known you for several years, and you're one of those type of people that you're not going to walk around and claim any type of agony and say, I just can't. You're just going to grab yourself by your own bootstraps and plow through and make it happen. However, at the same time, you're keeping things honest and real, and hearing you share about this. And Susan Carver said something last Saturday at the event I was at in Tacoma, Washington, and it was simply this. And I think this helps understand all of us the reaction, the response that we can have from something like a newer necklace. That's again, every single time he can introduces a new solution, they're going to tweak and build upon what we already had. And
yeah.
So there's going to be a difference in the design so that the energy that's inside these solutions works better in conjunction with the way the body functions. Because, it's like cell phones. We're not going to reintroduce a flip phone after most everybody's converted over to an iPhone or a Droid or, that kind of thing. They're not going to reinvent that. However, they're going to build on that technology, and we do the same thing in the wellness arena with the research and the knowledge that's out there. We're going to build on that. And Susan said it this way. She said, I don't sell magnets. I sell what magnets do.
Yes, and I couldn't believe. I mean, it was just such a different feeling when I put, as soon as I put that necklace on, it was like it was doing something immediate that my body just like sucked it up, and I felt different, and I have no pain.
Well, and Winona, and we are anxious, and you, I'm going to giving you full liberty that on any future call, that you can interrupt at any time and then share what happens with Howard with the insult, because I know, as you said, you just got the pack yesterday, and
yep.
we're anticipating great, great things to come.
Yep, gonna put the bracelet on his ankle, and we'll see what happens.
All right. Hey, Winona, thank you for sharing. We got time for lots more, and I want to keep things moving right along here. So, results with the M-Stripes. We've had them now for exactly, well, just a month. Tomorrow will be exactly a month when Nikan officially introduced them, and people have had them in their possession for probably 2-3 weeks now. What's happening?
Aunt?
Yes, go ahead, Angelique.
Good morning. Well, I got my insoles this week, and I've been busy and not cut them and put them in my shoes. And you're right, they are easy to cut, for one. So this morning, I woke up, and I don't know, I had this little ache in the, like, right behind your toe. And so I said, all right, I'm going to cut these insoles and I'm going to put them in and see what happens. Now, I've been wearing the other insoles since 2009.
They're going on four years now.
Right. And I'm talking in literally in seconds. I don't know how many, but I would say less than 20 seconds. That pain in my foot this morning was gone.
And when you say this little pain behind your toes, how long have you been dealing with that?
I don't know. I when I got up off the floor this morning, when I woke up out of the bed and put my foot on the floor, it ached.
Okay.
So...
And you not had that before, or?
No.
Okay, so basically, God decided
just a new problem.
God decided to allow you to have a little pain in the leg so you could create an experience with the M-Stripes, I'm guessing it was. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I don't know either. It was just there.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, well, let's see what happens, you know.
And now it's not there.
And it's gone. And they're very comfortable. The other ones were too, but these are, I mean, they're just very comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, Angelique, you're in Florida, by the way, and you wear them with or without socks. I mean, are you sockless today?
No, I normally wear socks
because
your feet get dried out I feel like personally my feet get dried out.
Sure.
And then if I wear socks, they don't get so dried out. And so, and I like wearing tennis shoes for good support. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm not a flip-flop person.
Right. The reason I asked that question, I mean, I know Bill and Giselle and Beverly up in Winnipeg, I know they're not going to be wearing, going sockless when it's, what did Bill say this morning? I think he said it was 23 or 25 Celsius minus Celsius. So I know they're going to be wearing socks, but I am curious for those of you ladies out there, and there are some men that don't wear socks, and how they feel for you. I saw several people in Las Vegas that were wearing them with open-toed shoes or flip-flops, and they said they were great, and I'm just anxious to hear more stories of people that...
Right, and the other thing I wanted to share was at the product launch, I took a pair and slipped them in Ben's Crocs, and my son Ben has autism, and I slipped them right in his Crocs to see, you know, would he accept them, you know, or would he be pushing them away. I put him in his shoes, he got up, and he wanted to walk out the door. Like, let's go. Okay, I got them.
So there was no question in my mind that, hey, this is a good thing.
Correct.
And, hey, Angelique, while I've got you, while you're sharing, you sent me a quick email the other day, an update so folks understand that, these Nikan Solutions, not just the M-Stripes, but all, when you incorporate the wellness home into your life, Ben's numbers, can you share those numbers real quick after his last test where he's at on
the Okay, so the number system, it can be found on the Autism Research Institute, and it's called the Autism treatment evaluation checklist, and the range goes from 0 to 180, 180 being the severest and 0 being, well, if your child got to a 0, then they would pretty much be mainstreamed at that point and considered recovered. And so I don't know what Ben's original number was, you know, when he was diagnosed at 26 months. All I know was, you know, when you don't, when you have a child that wasn't talking, looking, pointing, making any sounds, and not interacting with the world at all, this number was definitely higher. But anyways, I just had redone his score over the summer, and his number was 72.
So less than the 50%.
Right.
That could be, because, yeah, okay. Wow.
And so that number gives me hope because, you know, it just shows all the things that we've done in the past, including the wellness home, is helping. And we have more, you know, obviously we have more improvement to go, and we're gonna get there.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna get into the highest functioning person that he can be.
And I can't help but think, again, not that this new solution, these M-Strides, are the end-all, cure-all for everything, but good grief, or good gracious, however we want to say it, these things are really, they're game changers. They really, really are. And I had three ladies, captive audience the other day, four, one of the gals had handed me a check, for a pair, and these other three ladies, one of them said, asked me, man, what's the big deal? What makes these so unique? Now, neither of these three ladies that are sitting there asking me this, they didn't own a pair. One is a retail customer, and one I gave a pair of MagSteps years ago. I just gave them to her as a gift for some of the several things she had done for me. And but when she asked that, I said, you know, without getting too technical, all I can say is it's just an improvement on what we already had. We had, you know, one technology, magnetics, in our original insoles, and now we've got three, and I explained it. And so it kind of made sense, but I could tell they were kind of getting glossed over. I said, but you just really have to experience them. And the one that asked the question, she said, well, I want a pair. Do you have any more right now? I said, I don't, but why don't you call me or email me? She said, well, why don't you call me? And we got into this little, you know, sparring match. And I said, well, we'll connect. I said, but the most important thing is that, you know, once you get them in your shoes, you'll experience. Well, then one of the other gals said, well, what about me? I just said, well, there's plenty for everyone. And it was really quite funny not to have to explain it, but just go on their curiosity that these things are really what we say they are. So, Angelique, thank you for sharing. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Who's next?
Pam.
Go ahead. I sound like I had two ladies there, but so somebody speak.
Hi, this is, go ahead. This is Faye Adams, Jerry's wife.
Okay, good morning.
Talking in Jerry, isn't it? Because he's got a cold, and if he tries to talk, he'll cough. So.
Okay, well, Faye, take away. And these, Jerry and Faye are, north of Houston, Texas, Conroe, the Woodlands, that area.
Frank, yeah, right. Jerry had polio when he was 4 years old and didn't walk for a year. And as he got older in his 60s, and he's 75 now, he started to have pain in the thighs, which is like fibromyalgia-type pain, and it was always kind of a level one or two, not enough that you took anything. You just kind of lived with it. And he also had two other injuries when he played football in high school. He had his arch broken, and then when he was playing with our sons in the backyard, he tore the ACL, both in the left leg, and he continually had some discomfort there. When he got the first insole, when we got in the business 4 years ago, it helped tremendously with the pain in the arch. But now when he got the the M-Strides and put them in, he probably only had them in for a couple of hours, and he was saying, you know, noticing a difference. And the next day he said to me, it is wonderful not to deal every day with this pain in his thighs from the fibromyalgia top pain. That's totally gone. And the arch and the knee are a whole lot better. He just gets a little bit of pain there once in a while, but they've just been really wonderful for him.
And Faye, let me do the math here real quick. About 3 weeks that Jerry's been wearing them?
Right.
Okay. Or maybe a little less than 3 weeks. I'm just kind of looking at the calendar here. And
but a little less because he didn't get them. We didn't get a pack, so
okay.
So we could order them and get them.
Okay. Okay. Fantastic. So it's not just in the impacting the arch of his left foot, but also you said his left thigh.
Well, in both thighs.
Oh,
you know,
both
from,
thighs.
Right. From when he had polio 4 years. I mean, when he was four, and that. I don't know exactly when the pain started there, but it was a low level pain, but it was a discomfort, really, is what you would say. You know, it was always there. It was kind of like a toothache, he said. You know, you just kind of learned to live with it after so many years, and you didn't want to keep taking pills for it because it wasn't that bad, you know, but now it's totally gone. And he said it's just, you know, it's wonderful.
Well, thank you, Faye, for sharing that, and sorry, Jerry, that you could not, in the all the enthusiasm that I know you usually muster with dealing with a cough, that is fantastic. All right, I think, did I hear Diane Cook's voice as well with Faye at the same time?
No, that was Janice Briggs from
Good
Indiana.
Morning. Good
hey,
morning, Janice.
Good morning. Good morning. I shared my story with you already and just wanted to share it on your call that I had been just having a lot of fatigue, and so when I got my insoles a week ago Friday, I just couldn't slow down. So I immediately had a pickup of energy and just had to force myself to go to bed that night. The following day, last Saturday, I met with a nutritional microscopist, and she always recommends Nikin Nutrition after she looks at your blood on the monitor, and we look at it together, and as we were looking at it, she goes, "My, your red blood cells are so bright." She said, "You know, you've got a couple other things that are issues, but I just am amazed at the brightness of those red blood cells." So I unzipped my boot, and I said, "Do you think it could be this M-stride?" She started to laugh, and she said, "Well, I would think so." She said, "Mine are on back order, so I just can't wait to start, you know, looking at the difference of before and after the M-strides in the blood. But I just don't know what else to say except that you are probably picking up that energy in your blood, and you can see it right here." And so I just generally, since over this week, have had better energy and, you know, looking at picking up more nutrition too, you know, just doing a whole nutrition wellness home idea, but definitely the M-strides have kicked up the energy. So it's a good thing.
And Janice, just a little background so people know, Janice is from Avon, Indiana, so just outside of Indianapolis, and raising three boys, well, living with four boys and a very active dog. I'm going to throw your husband, Paul, in there as your fourth boy because of our friendship. I know how much. And you're laughing a little bit, but then at the same time going, "Yeah, man, that's not so funny." It's tough keeping up with three active, very active boys, and that could drain you really quickly. And what Kim is referring to as your red blood cell count is a big, big deal. And to think that a pair of insoles is the only thing that you've changed. How long has it been since you've seen Kim and had your blood work done?
It was last Saturday, so it's been actually a week.
So, but the previous time prior to that, how long?
I had seen her. I had just always gotten other people to her, and I thought, well, you know, it's my turn. I need to do this.
Uh-huh.
So, but regardless of that, just that it was brighter than what she normally sees.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you that, from what she told me. So she really was excited, very excited, because again, she was waiting for hers. And if, you know, this is something I know she's going to be able to recognize the benefit and want to, you know, encourage people to use.
Mm-hmm. And I think just for the record, maybe we should let people know real quickly that a nutritional microscopist is somebody what's the best comparison? Like when you take a DNA sample from somebody, if it's an oil off of their body or a hair sample or saliva, and you put it under a microscope and you test the, you know, you can get different readings from it. Well, a nutritional microscopist is one who takes live blood, just a little prick of blood from your finger, and puts it under that same microscope and then throws it up onto a video screen. So you can see exactly what's going on in your body right then and there. This is live blood testing, not dead. And if you've never had it done, I highly recommend it, because someone like Kim Dunn can tell you exactly what's going on in your body and how your body responds. And it is quite a fascinating thing. So, Janice, I appreciate you sharing that. She said that's, you know, impacting your red blood cells. And as one who's been doing this for years, she would know. She would absolutely know. So you just gave me an idea that I'm going to have to call Kim and request that she comes back and shares on the call and her own experience, and then, you know, a few others as a result of using the Instrite. So thank you, Janice. I know you were in the this morning. You were taking one of the boys to a ball game or practice or something. So thank you for deviating from your schedule to share that with us. Really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. You're welcome. I'm glad to be on the call.
Okay. Thanks again. All right. We've got time for a couple more.
Hi, Vance. Diane Cook.
Good morning. There you are.
I've been here. I just wanted to let some other people talk as well, because you did have that YouTube video out. So with the M-sites in Vegas, it was amazing, the difference in my strength. I couldn't believe I could hold you up with my hands behind my back, because you have to remember, years ago, I had arthritis in my hands, rheumatoid, and I didn't realize they were that strong, and they weren't until I got on the M-sites. The other thing that I've noticed is I have, and my energy lasts a lot longer, and I live right next to a transformer, and by my house, and so right across my street. If I wear my M-Strides, I've noticed, if I'm in my kitchen, which is close to that, usually I get fatigued. I don't get nearly as fatigued, but if I don't have them in my shoes, then I definitely get very fatigued after I'm, you know, in my kitchen for very long. And I would say that my strength definitely has improved. And I was wearing the MagStrides in my shoes before, and also my feet are warmer.
Well, and Diane, for the record, so people know exactly what you're referring to, the YouTube video that I think I've included it a couple times, but it's up there. When you watch the M-Stride video on YouTube that Deacon has produced, and then over on the side, when you're watching something on YouTube, you see all the other related videos. Well, when you start poking on them, like if you click on the Roger Drummer video, you're going to see, just keep scrolling down, you're going to see one that says, I don't remember, I'll look it up while we're on the call so people know exactly what I'm referring to. But you'll see one that says something like M-Stride or energy test on M-Stride. And Diane and myself were the ones that did that. And we didn't plan that, did we, Diane?
No, I was just standing there watching you with someone else.
And what was so cool about that was, I had forgotten at the time Diane's background of suffering from rheumatoid arthritis. And when you talk about not being able to do that with your hands, how limited were you? I mean, when you were at the worst of dealing with that condition?
Well, 21 years ago, I had a new baby, and I always thought that he was going to grow up feeling like he was abused, because I had to roll him from my hands up into my forearms to pick him up. My hands were in so much pain, and to change his diaper, I'd be in tears, and my 9-year-old daughter had to help me a lot of times because it was just too painful. He would, you know, be kicking, having fun, and it was just very, very difficult to do anything. And my feet, I wish I would have known about the insoles back then, because my feet were so painful to walk. I had to get different shoes, and it was pretty bad. I was told I was going to be in a wheelchair in less than 6 months if I didn't do the protocol the doctors wanted me to do. But I went alternative instead. The Nikon would have been a huge blessing in my life at that time if I had known about it.
And you did find out about Nikon a few years ago. That, you know, led you up to where we're at today. And it was kind of the, for lack of a better term, the icing on the cake, or what sealed the deal. And now as a Silver Wellness Consultant, you're spreading the good news. And I think what fascinates me, again, going back to the demo that you and I did, was that this was, again, not planned. This was completely random. You're standing there in the hallway, and I was showing somebody on them. And it's called Kinko M Strides. Amazing Result in Seconds is the name of the YouTube video. And if you don't have it, you can find it. I simply went to Nikan's website, clicked on the M-Stride video, the YouTube version where it says watch it on YouTube in the lower right-hand corner. And then once that came up, I clicked on M-Stride Testimonial with Roger Drummer. And then I see second from the top over on the side. Kinko M-Stride's Amazing Result in Seconds. And there you see myself and Diane. So, again, I think, Diana, I think what it leverages the credibility of what's going on is that, and I'm sitting here watching it now, is that you're a small frame individual, and to be able to support 140 pounds like you did of my weight standing on these, it's really quite dramatic. I mean, extremely dramatic. So, when you look at this, and I think we should probably let people know that you were wearing five other Nikan solutions.
That's what I was just going to say. I had a lot of magnetics already on my body.
Bracelets, a necklace, a MagFlex, power chips, and power patches, if I remember correctly, that you said.
Yes, I believe I had a necklace, two bracelets, two power chips, power patches.
And so, anyhow, I'm straying off of the train of thought, but I think, again, I just wanted to let people know that video is there. Share it. Do this demonstration yourself, with people, because it is really, really, profoundly, life altering. And you can get similar results like that with the Mag Steps or the Mag Stride, that the M Stride is the replacement of, but not to that degree. And that's what I'm finding really, really fun and fascinating, is that here again, we've got a solution that is taking it to the next level. So, is there one more person that wants to share, and then we're going to wrap up this? Yes, go ahead.
This is Mom.
Go ahead, Mom. And this is, for those of you who don't know, this is my mom, Char Rogers. And Mom, if you can speak up a little more, you're very faint in the...
Okay, is that better?
That's much better. Thank you.
Okay, well, I'm not one that responds really fast to magnetics, or rarely does, once in a great while, but rarely does. And I was at Vance's house when he had the prototype, and I said, well, I hadn't even seen them yet from him. And I said, can I see them? Do you have them here? Because he has been loaning them out and getting results, incredible results with so many of his friends and people that he was coming in contact with. And so I simply set my foot on it, and I didn't feel anything dramatic. I mean, I didn't feel anything at all like some people do when they first touch it. But I got the idea within 4 minutes to go do a test on it. So I took my foot off of it. It was no longer than 5 minutes we were talking, am I right?
Yep. Yeah.
And there's a large set, overlength set of stairs in his entry hall that goes up to the second floor, and the steps are a little higher than I'm used to. I'm used to a lot of steps in our house, and I go up and down them all the time, but his are a little higher, and I knew something that would show very effectively how, if there was a difference. So I did not have it in my shoe because I was in my stocking feet, so I simply had set my foot on it for under 5 minutes. I walked up the steps, and normally by the time I would get 4 or 5 steps from the very top, I would feel like I wanted to pull myself up with the railing, and I wouldn't be smooth stepping up like I was when I started. And I went all the way to the top without it changing. And I stood there, and I thought, wow. I have tried, I told him afterwards, I said, I've tried for a long time, with a weak left knee to not look different when I'm on stairs or when I'm walking or doing something that's going to show it up because it's weak. So I've worn the wrap on it continually, and I had the wrap on that day also. So that was my first experience. The residual of having my foot on it for under 5 minutes and then using it. And since then, I've seen it over and over in just, well, I haven't been without them in my shoes or slippers. I've moved them from slippers to shoes to shoes to slippers. Can I give one really quick one?
Absolutely.
New product. This dates back, and I'm not going to go into the details, but I picked up a watch. And if you don't know that there's a watch in the line, you need to go in and look at the opening page because there's a blast on what they just introduced without, well, I'll just tell you, Ruth Williams didn't even know it was coming.
Yeah, no, and nobody knew. Dave Johnson, Reed Nelson, any of the people that have been with Deacon forever. This was a, what they call a soft launch introduction on Monday night. Was it Monday? It was Monday evening. Completely caught us all off guard. And what Mom is referring to is the tri-phase sports watch. I'm looking at it on the screen right now, and I was hoping you would bring it up because years ago, finish the story.
Years ago, down, I'm going to say close to 15 years or right at that. We were on a cruise, a Nican group cruise, and we were in the Caribbean. Don't remember which island I was on. But anyway, one person ran up to me and said, oh, sure, you've got to see this. There's a placard in this jewelry store with a watch that controls the environment or controls the effects of the environment on your body when you wear it. So I ran in. I went to two or three other jewelers that had the same brand and a same watch, and it was quite amazing at what they were claiming. I asked for testimonies. I did an energy test, long story short. I spent several hundred dollars on it because it was way lower. In the States, it was over $1,000 what they were selling for. Now they've got them into the thousands of dollars, and that's what they boast. They talk about a better night's sleep. They talk about, I had testimonies on that. I had several. Anyway, when we were doing a preview the other night, a gentleman asked me, so how do you control the environment around you? And I go, how can you have something, what in the line, on your, that could you wear that would help to control the effects of the environment around you? And I said, stay in your wellness home, just off the top of my head. It was not 2 minutes later that Vance emailed me and said, Mom, have you seen the watch? And I didn't even think about what he had just said, but I go, eek! This is incredible! Hey guys, don't mention this, just in case I'm not supposed to open my mouth. And I told them what he had just done, and then I went to the website and I saw it immediately. And I thought back immediately to what I had done, you know, seen with the watch. And anyway, I was really excited. Well, I put it on, and I have a sprain that has not fully recovered from over a year ago, about a year and a half ago now, and that happened. And I know that sprains can be really, really nasty in my, it goes into my wrist and mainly the thumb and the half of the palm of my hand. So I thought, I wonder how this is going to affect that. So I've been wearing that, not pulling on the glove with the chip in it, pinned into it at night with a rubber band or a headband around it to hold it in place, just wearing the watch, and guess what? It is significantly different. Now, environmentally, you know, I think this is just a great add-on product. I mean, I can't encourage you enough. It's very, 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 well, you describe the looks of it, Sam.
Well, it's uniform, unisex for anybody, for everyday use. If you're looking for a nice dress watch, this would not be it. It's definitely geared for everyday function. And I think what fascinated me about seeing it is, there's a lot of people who have transitioned over, like myself. We don't wear a watch because we always are in access to a clock or our cell phones. However, the culture today, when you, at least it's hanging around young kids, our daughters, going to concerts and going to events where different people are speaking and sharing, and workshops, people in our culture today, part of the fashion industry is to wear watches like this. It's very, very common. So to have something on your body that also controls distributes the tri-phase technology, the magnetic, the far infrared, and the negative ions into the body is just a win-win. It's a no-brainer. And with the M-strides in our shoes, and then a Marquesa necklace, and I so appreciate both Mom and Winona from deviating a little bit here from the topic at hand, because when you have all three of the NECAN technologies, these core, you know, solutions, at both ends of your body, and I'm referring to your feet and your neck and then your hands as well, it really, really does put, it changes the environment, and I cannot imagine holding a negative EMF device, and I'm referring to a cell phone, a Droid, a smartphone, an iPhone, with all the transmissions that are taking place in and around our body. I cannot imagine doing that without these solutions on our body every single day. And I've had numerous people ask me, well, why do you always wear the necklace? I mean, shouldn't the insoles do the trick? And I said, you know, I can't imagine being without the necklace.
I've known for years, Vance, that when you layer the products on you, you have an increased value than just wearing one or two. And thinking now, these all three are just now available, two in the launch pack, and the launch pack is going at the discounted price of 10% through the end of this month, correct?
No, end of the year, actually.
Oh, actually, end of the year? Okay. To be able to take the advantage, and the way what Vance already said, the way the mag stripes are moving out the door, we literally can't keep them in. I had ordered two packs, or it had two full packs by the time we left the convention, one that I ordered and one that we received as being President's Club members. You guys that are working towards that, you need to step it up. Now is the perfect time to move much faster with momentum with the mag stripes, because I have put them on people that have not given me an opening in years to bring up the subject of what we do, just because the way she phrased things. And before I walked out the door, she said, I want a pair of those. My answer when they say how much they cost, I said under $100. I don't know how they're going to buy them or which size they're going to buy. It's just under $100. And that will cover everything from retail, including postage, when you say that.
And
so,
Mom, what's so fascinating about that shoe is most people, when they see and experience the results, the cost is not an issue. It's not been an issue one
time. It
isn't. Because they realize, how could I not? How would I not have that? I got a call this week from a gal that I don't know if I've ever even met her. And she told me about her sister. Used to be with Nikan years ago, and she'd read about the M-strides, and I'm not one to correct my elders, but just for the record here, folks, Mom keeps referring to them as mag stripes, and they are
M. Sorry.
Just an M-stride.
Too many years.
And she didn't even ask me what the cost was. She just volunteered her credit card and said, I need them. How soon can I get them? And we know something's going on, and I don't mean to make dramatic, is that we know something is going on when we keep obliterating the inventory that Nikan has in stock and they keep having to go on back order. This is a really good problem to have. And fortunately, Nikan is doing the things to expedite and get more in the warehouse from Korea. But the original prototype version, just for the record, said made in Korea on the bottom of them. And obviously, Nikan's product development team thought, hey, that's important, but what would be more important would if it simply says this side down. And so that was the only real difference between the prototype version and what we have now. And so at any rate, I think that the momentum, and this is what we're going to talk about. I'm not going to do any announcements today because I think all the announcements have already been covered, but this is what we're going to be talking about next Saturday, is simple sharing tips. How do you open up a conversation, or in conversation, how do you segue it to the M-strides? And so I don't want to take any more of your time this morning. That's what we're going to talk about next Saturday. And then 2 weeks from today, Dr. Mark Sussman, who is a I don't know, remember if he's a diamond or he's a royal diamond, and that's irrelevant, but he's a retired podiatrist. So he's worked on people's feet for most of his adult career life, and he's going to be sharing not only his result with the M-Stride, but then a little bit more of the background and why this is such a phenomenal, phenomenal solution that we can utilize and benefit from. So, Mom, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's fine.
I wanted to throw that out there.
Amen.
Yes, go ahead, Bill.
Yes, Bill from Winnipeg. If I could just close this session, great session. This is for us people that do not really show some any big results.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't mean that something is not happening. If I hadn't got onto a sleep system and if I hadn't waited 5 months, I wouldn't have gotten rid of 22 years of chronic back problems. So we think of the M-Strides and anything else that we're wearing, it's having an effect on us by the second. So the stresses that we put our bodies on, it is working on that stress that we're creating every minute of the day. And so that for me, I've had a little bit of warming in my feet, but other than that, no, I don't feel the mag steps or the mag strides or the M strides, but something is happening. And so this is what we have to bring to those out there that may have subtle changes. And we have to remember that in our marketing, in our talking to people.
Yeah, and we'll get into that. And Angelique just texted me something as well that I'll share next week as far as, you know, the price breakdown to so people understand that this is very, very affordable for the results of what you're going to get because, happy feet makes for a happy body. And, you know, when your feet are exposed to things like this, it makes a huge difference. And we are combating against all this other stuff that's out there, and it really is absolutely fantastic. So on that note,
we should be seeing silvers popping out like they're nothing with the levels, the amount of volume that it takes just with the insole, the M stride, okay? And I know that that's why you're going to cover it next week because there is no excuse that we're not seeing lots of people just popping out based on what I've seen happen since we got back from the convention.
And I want to encourage people, we don't all have to be a Vance Rogers and be a monkey and hang off of people's backs to just demonstrate these. What we do need to do is ask people some simple questions. And again, we'll get into this next week and some of the sharing tips. And we're going to do the same open line format. So I want to encourage you. I want to challenge you. Those of you who have had yours, you're using them, you're sharing, I'd like you to come back and share with the group what some of the things are that you're sharing that's working, that you're seeing good response. Like Chris and Karen said, you know, they put one underneath, you know, a variety of different people at their product launch, and within a few minutes' time, people started sharing. That's what happened. This is not so much, I want to, how do I say this and not so direct? I want to challenge all of us. This is not as I did with the prototype. I knew what I was doing. I wanted to get some creative responses, but these are not a solution. These are not a product that you need to put in people's shoes and let them borrow them for a week, 2 weeks, a month to see if they're going to get results. Every single person's body, if it's a living body, if their heart is pumping and they're breathing oxygen, they will get results in a matter of minutes. That's the upgraded technology we have with these. The beautiful thing is this takes place right before our eyes when we're sitting talking with them, and just let them experience it while you're talking to them. And we found that we're not even asking questions anymore. We're just talking and let them share with us what they feel, what's going on. And it simply opens the door. Get them connected into the customer program. So anyways, I'm getting ahead of myself because we're gonna talk about this next week. So again, thank you everybody. And I didn't even write down all the different people who shared this morning. And I'm gonna miss some names here.
But Diane and Chris and Karen and Faye and Winona and Mom and Bill, Angelique, I think that was everybody. I might have missed one or two. But thank you so much for sharing. I hope this, hopefully this has been helpful to you. Get out there and have some fun with these things. And if you haven't ordered them yet, shame on you. Okay, I'm saying it nicely. Shame on you. This is one of those things that, as Mom just said, we will see silvers, people accelerating themselves to the rate of silver faster than we've ever seen before. And as Reed Nelson and I were talking last week, he said, this is the next 36 months are going to be so rewarding for those who take advantage of these. We've got all the time in the world, but it's so much nicer to take advantage of it now. Don't wait to see what other people are doing. Just jump out there and have some fun. And we'll talk about simple ways to have that kind of fun next Saturday. So thank you, everybody. Have a great, great weekend. Stay warm. And if I don't get a chance to talk to you before next Saturday, those of you here in the good old U.S. of A., have a wonderful Thanksgiving, hanging out and spending time with family and friends, and just remembering how grateful that we get to be, and how thankful that we should be for the so many of the blessings that we've all been blessed with. So have a great weekend, everybody. We will talk to you next Saturday, if not before. Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.